Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade Grain comments for today, Tuesday, August the 7th. Grains closed mixed with December corn down 0.75 cents, closing at 384.5. November beans up 12.25 cents, closing at 905.75. And December wheat down 7.25 cents, closing at 590. Let's start with the beans. We had the lower crop ratings overnight. That supported the beans. There was a statement out today that the Brazilians may have to, a judge has banned using Roundup. So that spurred a little bit of the support in the beans. There was one comment out that sometime in the next 6 weeks, the Chinese have to buy U.S. beans. I don't know if that's quite true, but I think at some point after we get into our harvest, the Chinese will be looking for beans. And that's possibly why the beans have been well supported on the breaks out here. So that's pretty much the bean story. Closed at 905.75. That's the second highest close of this move. And, you know, it's remarkable. The bearish news is that the average guess for the carryouts on beans is 641. Some of the guesses range as high as 742 out there. So, you know, if that's true, hard to justify $9 beans. I think the question is, do the numbers change significantly, and does the market expect the numbers to change significantly once the trade wars are settled? And that, again, could be right after election days on the midterm elections. So it may be 640 now, but if we take off the Chinese take off the tariffs, it could be at 350 overnight, and that'll put us right back to $10 beans. So my guess is that on the Friday report, if it's bearish and we're down 10 to 20 cents, the pros are going to look to buy that lower opening, or the lower reaction to the report. So we'll see. The corn down just a little bit here today. Again, they're looking for pretty hefty carryouts, 1.63. That's about 80 million more on the corn. The only number it looks like it's going down is the wheat, 659 versus, 959 versus 985. So, you know, again, best I can see is that the places where the wheat is in trouble, it's getting worse, not better. It's going to be hard to find out where these yields really come in Australia and in Europe. But certainly, I'm hoping that we can pick up some Egyptian business pretty quickly here. We did have the dollar down 18 ticks, but we're still just barely over 95 cents here. You know, again, the wheat market, I think, can move higher through the end of the month, but we really would like to see some export business. Otherwise, you know, the world does have enough wheat, but they need to get it from us in order to get relatively good quality at decent prices. Now, we're still a little bit above the world prices on wheat, but every day I think that's going by, we're getting more and more competitive, and I hope, like I said, I hope we see Egyptian wheat done pretty soon here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.